Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Ahrens, the Vice President with Commercial with Invista. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Yesterday, you announced that you're going to spend $30 million on some new solution dyed nylon 6/6 capacity. Let's get to that in just a minute. Just a little background on you. You've been with Invista, or with this organization, which was DuPont when you joined, and now Invista, for 15 years, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. You spent a little short period of time working with Bentley Prince Street in the field. And interestingly enough, you have a similar background with me. You have a communications degree, right?
I do have a communications degree. I'm one of the few non-engineers working here at Invista.
All right. So you're going to spend some money that's going to be installed in your Camden, South Carolina plant. So tell us a little bit about what motivated this decision.
Yeah, no, we're excited about it, Kemp. And so we announced a $30 million expansion to add some small lot nylon 6/6 solution dyed capacity in Camden. And really, it's a response to, you know, the market demand of ever-increasing demands on solution dyed products, not only just in the commercial space, but also increasingly in the residential space, and adds a very unique capability for our portfolio of assets that enables us to provide the market and our mills and the design community a very sophisticated palette of colors in wide-ranging quantities. So from obviously the bread and butter large capacity field colors to the ever important and increasingly in demand accent colors that serve the commercial market. It's going to give us the capability to more effectively produce those materials out of nylon 6/6 at our site.
Now, what's that color count now? How many different colors do you produce?
We have, give or take, 400 colors today, split across two different denier families, our 1245 and our 895 deniers that make up our Antron Lumina portfolio.
All right. So just a little background for many of the people that aren't lint heads in this business. You know, you're talking about buying nylon 6/6, and you're talking about that's a very complicated process, I think, to manufacture, because there's really only three companies that do it. Invista, obviously the biggest in the business. Ascend, which used to be called Solutia, and then you can get this product from Universal as well. And aren't they the three main suppliers of the product?
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep. It's been interesting to watch the commercial fiber business. Commercial carpet is that one area where we're not seeing the erosion to hard surface like we're seeing on the residential side. So, but it does you know, make you want to raise an eyebrow that a company like Invista is making an investment of this size in a time when, you know, overall we're seeing some flatness in the business. So I guess you're not too concerned about that, are you?
Yeah, no, good point. And no, I mean, I think, you know, generally speaking, the market has shown some flatness over the last several years, and certainly none of our crystal balls are completely clear. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we go forward, I think that the change that we have seen is the ongoing mix shift from white dyeable products to solution dyed products in the commercial market. Mm-hmm. That's really the impetus of the investment we're making here.
Because when you build the color in, it's just a lot less opportunity for staining, right?
That's correct. There's different performance attributes that solution dyed products bring to the marketplace that white dyeable products just cannot.
Obviously, you, in this release you gave me yesterday, you don't mention how many pounds that will add, and that's probably what you consider proprietary information, isn't it?
That is correct. I mean, this is just a new tool in the toolbox we have at our Camden manufacturing site that allows us to make everything from smaller lot quantities all the way up to larger quantities, which that plant, you know, years ago was really built to manufacture. So this gives us a lot of in-between flexibility for small, medium, and large size lots.
Another little thing that's of interest is, you know, if you follow this business real closely, most of the capacity that's been added in this area of extrusion has been in this Oerlikon area. And this press release you sent out with Troitzler sounds to me like you're investing in some equipment that some people would say is kind of the new way of going, huh?
Yeah, no, we're excited about the relationship we developed with Troitzler over the last 18 months or so as we worked on an R&D effort for this. There's a lot of great technology out there, you know, certainly the Oerlikons and Troitzler being probably the two dominant players. We selected Troitzler because of the capabilities that they brought to nylon 6/6 extrusion, particularly in this small lot SDN portfolio. And it supports, you know, some of the additional technologies we put into our fiber, be it cross-section or some of the other things that we do that really are proprietary to the Invista process.
And, you know, it's no secret that when you invest in new equipment, you usually are able to become a little more efficient. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, and that's really the goal here, is the small lot capability that this asset's going to provide us. There's a combination of what I call capacity and capability that really supports the overall SDN market, and it's not just inherent capacity as much as it is capability to get around a color wheel.
Okay, last question. Most of this, as you say, is going in the commercial market. Will this be sold both as Antron and also unbranded?
No, well, most of our products, our SDN portfolio, are branded products, Antron Lumina, particularly in this case. Just because of the nature of the commercial business and the amount of colors, the asset is going to support that portfolio much more than an unbranded portfolio. But I do want to say that, you know, the growth of SDN in the residential market, too, this gives us additional capability and flexibility to support our Stainmaster business as well. So while the asset in this case is specifically for the Antron Lumina portfolio, mm-hmm. it does provide some capability to our Stainmaster portfolio as well.
Well, and it's no secret that one of the most recent success stories with Stainmaster has been this Pet Protect.
That's
and
right.
So I guess you could make some product for that as well, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's going to give us some added capability at that site.
All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you, Mark. Appreciate you giving us details on this expansion in Camden, South Carolina. Again, been talking to Mark Ahrens, the Vice President of Commercial at Invista, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.